time is 7 after the hour. Time to assert certain...
What's in that sentence? Let me try that again, Kenny. Certainly it's time for us to review what's going on in the world of conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is the order of the day, studying what's going on, checking out what the items are that seem to be intriguing people so that we can report back to you. Ken's in charge of social media, amongst other things. He's in charge of the monitoring. He's in charge of letting me know the order of things. He's pretty much in charge of everything. I'm just a mouthpiece. That's the way it works here. Kenny, you're in charge. You want to take over now, or shall I keep going?
No, keep going. You're going really well.
Am I? A minute into this, and I'm doing okay. Wow, that's great. All right, so let's check some of the latest items here of interest, and you can check in with us, by the way, as you know, perhaps if you're new, you don't know, or maybe I'm silly to assume that people will remember a number like 888-302-DOUG. Not that hard to remember, but it depends on how memorable, I guess, you think I am. 888-302-3684, number in here. Date is Friday, August the 2nd. And NSA leaker Edward Snowden has departed from the Moscow airport, granted temporary asylum, which means a year, I think, Kenny, right?
Right.
So he moves around the country, goes wherever he wants to go. He's staying with Americans that he met online over the last month. So does that make those Americans un-American? Can we nail them and try to bring them back to America for trial? Is this treasonous? And I'm saying that sounding kind of facetious, but I'm not sure that a lot of people don't think that, Kenny. Have you seen what you're watching and trending on Facebook.com/GoodDayShow or Twitter? At Good Day Show, are people upset that Americans have given this guy a home?
I haven't seen anything about that, but part of that is probably because we know so little about who these people are that he's staying with.
That's probably a good thing.
Right, and a lot of it could just be rumor. Nobody knows for sure where he is.
Yeah. All right. So he's moving and grooving, as it were. Right. So there's a social media website in Russia called VKontakte. Is that how you pronounce it? K-O-N-T-A-K. VKontakte.
Sure.
That's close enough, right, for Russian work.
Right.
He's offered Snowden a job. there you go. It's the second largest social media site in Eastern Europe, second only to Facebook. So I'm thinking that he may... there could be worse situations for him. He can get a job, get a life, find a woman... Whoop-de-doo-da. Next week, ahead of the G20 summit, President Obama is expected to meet with President Putin. Many are calling for Obama to cancel the meeting after Snowden was granted asylum. That's not going to happen. All right, so let's get some input from some of the television and radio shows that we've monitored, starting with Bob Orr on CBS reporting on Snowden's leaving the airport.
Edward Snowden nearly slipped out of the Moscow airport unnoticed. Snowden's airport departure happened as his attorney showed reporters a copy of a temporary refugee document, which allows Snowden to live and travel freely within Russia for the next 12 months. It was the ticket Snowden needed to safely check out of the small airport hotel he'd called home for the past 39 days. The anti-government secrets group WikiLeaks, which is assisting Snowden, posted his reaction on its website. Snowden thanked Russia for granting him temporary asylum and took a swipe at the U.S. Over the past 8 weeks, we have seen the Obama administration show no respect for international or domestic law, Snowden said, but in the end, the law is winning. The U.S. government does not see it that way. Snowden is a fugitive, wanted on 3 criminal charges, 2 under the Espionage Act, for leaking classified details about NSA data collection programs. Snowden has been unapologetic, telling the British newspaper The Guardian, privacy is being trampled in the name of national security.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
In granting temporary asylum, Russia rebuffed repeated U.S. requests to extradite Snowden. But Russian President Putin has warned Snowden he must stop leaking America's secrets. And Snowden's father, Lon, went on Russian television today and reminded his son to stop talking.
He needs to respect President Putin's request. I believe my son's work is done with this in terms of he has made a tremendous sacrifice to let the American people what has been done to them and in their name.
It's not clear where Snowden might go next, since he cannot legally travel outside of Russia. Bolivia, Nicaragua, and Venezuela have all offered him asylum, but for now, the Snowden escape to Latin America seems highly unlikely.
All right. So, at least that pinpoints some of the answers to some of your questions. You got more questions or comments? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. All kinds of ways of communicating available here on the Good Day program. Here's the host, David Bose, talking to, he's talking to his audience about Snowden's choice to go to Russia when Bose says Snowden has said he cares so much about being free.
Edward Snowden is going to stay in Russia. No shock for me there. I thought he was perhaps a Russian agent, frankly. He heads off to Russia. And remember, all of this was done in the name of letting people know that they were being spied upon and that the world was going to be a worse place with less freedom. And so it was a warning to the United States, trying to spark a conversation for the people. And a lot of people viewed this as heroic. A lot of people still do view this as heroic. But there's something that strikes me as a little odd. When you say that you want to champion freedom and you want to champion freedom of the press and you're worried about a restriction of freedoms, and where do you go? Russia. But you start with China, and then you hop over to Russia. Neither of those two countries are known for being more freedom-oriented toward the press and less spying-oriented toward the people. So Snowden heads off, spends some quality time in China. We're supposed to believe that the Chinese officials, knowing that there's four laptops chock-filled with U.S. national security information sitting around, that they didn't download whatever was on those particular laptops. They just let them sit there. Same thing with Russia. Russia has cracked down on all kinds of political opposition. If Snowden, by the way, if he's really all that interested in measuring the difference in freedoms in the United States versus those in Russia, he should try running for president against Putin and see how that goes for him. You know, just try and get some level of support, then run a political campaign or manage a political campaign against Vladimir Putin and see how well that works out for you. The world chess champion Kasparov was in town a couple of months ago for Hillsdale College's event. I was there and listened to him speak. He is one of the leaders of opposition against Putin. The world chess champion has been beat up on the streets by the police there in order to send a message. And here's a guy who's got a international reputation. He's a Russian hero, which is probably why he was only beaten up instead of worse. So I can't imagine it would go all that well for a guy like Edward Snowden. But he is finally out of the airport, like at the end of that Tom Hanks movie Terminal. He's finally able to walk free.
You know how trite it is. Everybody keeps talking about that movie, The Terminal, and Hank's character. Okay, enough. We've played that song enough. We've tapped around that enough. A little bit more on Mr. Snowden, and then moving on into other items of interest as the week comes to a crescendo here on Good Day.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath. Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived. In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man, but now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Thomas, Hilton, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Not a problem. Shop Sam's Club during our open house, August 2nd through 4th. Everyone's invited to shop the club with no membership required. Come in and see how much you can save at our Sam's Club open house this weekend only. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club.
A little more about Mr. Snowden now in consideration, I guess, retrospectively from this week. Host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talked to former RNC chairman Michael Steele about the political fallout that may be on the way over Russia's decision to grant asylum to Snowden.
This is kind of an embarrassing problem, don't we have? If over at the White House, do they have a little bit of a... Like...
They're a little bit in knots right now.
Yeah.
They've got questions arising whether or not the president will move forward on his planned trip to Russia this fall. The Olympics are now on the table for a growing number, and I'm not exaggerating that. It is a growing number of members of Congress who at least want to see how that plays out.
Not well, by the way. Not well, because we're all old enough to remember 1980, and unfortunately, we're all old enough to remember. Well, most of us are in this room, and that did not work out well for Jimmy Carter. That did not work out well for. That didn't make any sense.
You're punishing the wrong people,
right?
Well, you're punishing the wrong people, but again, it's one of those pieces that gets injected into the noise stream, and it just makes the White House have to work that much harder to either damp down the noise, make the story go away, or actually do something to change the narrative. And the only thing that they can really do right now is probably nothing. I mean, because we don't really know what the impact of the Russians' decision to allow Snowden in for on a one-year, let's call it a visa, to be on Russian soil. We don't know, and the U.S. is probably right now scrambling to find out how much data mining he's actually going to allow the Russians to do with what he has and what he knows. And that's a big part of this as well. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to push back. This administration seems to walk its way into one international situation after another with very little, forethought to how they're going to come out on the other side.
All right, so that, I think, is enough about Mr. Snowden, because there's not much new to tell you other than he's on his way to an American's home in Russia.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
NBC show, and the winner is contestant Vanessa Escavaria. Opens the first duel on the show with Alone. Let's listen to this for a moment. The screeching, some people call it. All right, so there we have the first contestant in this week's consideration. They have duels, and there's money at the hand of the host, Nick Lachey. It's an interesting concept for a show, actually. So that's one thing to report on that people would be talking about a little bit. Did you see that show last night? And what did you think of some of the singers? So meanwhile, back to the issues. This week, a lot of talking about that anti-bullying bill that's proposed in Kansas. Here's host Greg Knapp talking about the bill. It would fine parents $1,000 whose children are involved in bullying.
We got Councilman Scott Taylor saying that, you know, he brought up this idea of getting parents involved and punished for the bullying because something has to be done. He says, quote, "It seems like there's been an increase in the bullying nationwide, not just in this area." So it was a 4-0 vote where the council's public safety committee passed this proposal to the full council. Now, the full council will vote August 15. If it passes 10 days later, it would be implemented. So it's a new anti-bullying law. Not an ordinance for the schools, because there's 14 different districts. They all have their own anti-bullying policies. This is for the city, and it would be even off-campus stuff, is what they're saying. So it's a new anti-bullying law that would also prohibit cyberbullying. And you're supposed to, if you're in trouble for this, the parents are supposed to get punished. The parents would have an option of going to a training session to help prevent their child from continuing to be a bully, or pay a fine of $1,000. Pretty stiff fine. Now, there's a couple things. First of all, I do agree that you got to go after the parents. If you've talked to the kid and the kid won't stop, you punish the kid won't stop. Well, actually, as soon as it starts to happen, you should get the parents involved too. But you've got to start sticking it to the parents. I remember when I was growing up, one of the things that they started doing where I lived to go after children who were misbehaving was that when the child was suspended, he could not come back to school unless the parent came back to school with the child after the suspension was over and stayed with the child all day long at school. Whoa. Now you think, well, big deal. Okay, first of all, you have to take a day off work if you work. Secondly, if you're in high school and your dad is sitting with you all day long in every class, most kids don't want that to happen. Or your mom is sitting with you every day, in every class all day long. Johnny, you pay attention. Every time you're not watching, or your mom raises her hand. Yes, excuse me, Mrs. Smith, I don't think my son really understood that last one. Can you explain that one again? Oh, that had some power. That had some power. First of all, parents don't want to have to do it. Secondly, the kid doesn't want their mom in school with them all day long. That made a difference. So will this make a difference? Well, I think if you got a parent that isn't really that interested and feels like, you know, I don't care, oh, my kid's a bully. So he's not a bully. I don't believe you. Well, if you charge them $1,000, they might start believing you. And they might start doing something about it and making sure that their child changes his behavior.
It's amazing. This has become the issue that it has, isn't it, in our country? Bullying. It is a horrible statement on the status of families and people's ideas. Actually, it's kind of immoral when you get down to it. 28 past the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Insight Daily Radio. Did you know that 1 in 3 dog owners talk to their pets on the phone? Or that there are more cell phones in Afghanistan than flush toilets? These are a few of the obscure yet amazing facts found in the book series, Uncle John's Bathroom Reader.
That unique book series featuring trivia and short essays on a myriad of subjects with over 15 million books in print is celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. We spoke with Editor-in-Chief Gordon Uncle John Javna about the origin of the series and their latest book edition entitled Uncle John's Fully Loaded 25th Anniversary Bathroom Reader.
The staff of crackpot writers at the Bathroom Readers Institute has numbered over the years, I would say, well over 100 people have contributed to the writing of Uncle John's Bathroom Reader, including me. But I'm only one writer. There's 3 or 4 of us from the very early days are still contributing regularly. But I have a staff of writers now maybe 6 of us who have been working on it for the last 10 or 15 years. We've had many contributors who have gone on to fame in their own right. One that comes to mind immediately is John Scalzi, who is a science fiction writer and has recently had lots of success. But it's a rotating staff of crazy nut jobs who share my love of trivia, my love of oddball stories, and we work very well together because we're all on the, if you pardon the pun, on the same page.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Focus here on the Doug Good Day program to Obamacare, which, according to our talk radio countdown show, a show that's heard on many of these same stations around the country, the top 10 items of the week, 3 hours of overview conversation about the issues with a lot of hosts in the focus. And that's what we do here in this hour of Good Day as well, bring you just as much information as we can about in this hour, you know, three, four, or five things, depending on what we have time for, and your calls at 888-302-DOUG. So the focus on Obamacare was really the big thing this week in the world of news talk radio. Let's have one host talking to two different people about this. First, we start with Brian Thomas on his program talking to Congressman Thomas Massey. He's in Kentucky. Thomas is, so he's talking to Congressman Massey first, then Rand Paul, a senator from Kentucky, about the effect Obamacare is having on employment.
Obamacare, ignoring the cost and the brand new entitlement reality of it and the amount of money it's going to put us further in debt, it is reshaping in an extraordinarily negative way the entire landscape of American employment. People are getting their jobs pared back. They are being turned into part-time workers. People are not hiring because Obamacare is far too onerous a burden.
And the president recognizes that. He recognizes it's unworkable and it's bad for the economy. That's why he is unilaterally, I don't think he has the authority to do this, but he's done it anyway. He's implemented the delay of the employer mandate. Now, there's a strategy that the leadership's putting forward, and this is one of the rare times I agree with them, so don't get mad at me for agreeing with my leadership here. But this week we're going to vote on two bills. The first bill says that we're going to delay the employer mandate, okay?
Which is what Obama wants.
That's what Obama wants. So it essentially ratifies what he said he wants. How could you vote against that if you're a Democrat? So I expect that we should have 435 votes to delay the implementation of the employer mandate.
All right, so we all know how that worked out. Let's go to Thomas talking to Senator Rand Paul about these continuing moves, as we just described there, in Congress to try to defund the president's health care bill or law.
Stop the funding of Obamacare. And I know you're on board. You have pledged to stop Obamacare. What? Why won't Mitch McConnell pledge to do that?
You know, I think really it starts in the House. In order for this strategy to work at all, we probably won't be able to pass this in the Senate because we don't have the votes. But the House does have a Republican majority. They could defund Obamacare. Then the Democrats in the Senate won't. But then there would be a negotiation, and they have a conference committee where both the House comes together with the Senate, and then maybe there'd be some kind of compromise such that we either delay the monstrosity or trim the monster.
Do you think with any success? I guess if you talk about the House doing it, it's going to be in the context of the budget or the continuing resolution or whatever vehicle we've got facing us this fall that is we're facing a government shutdown, I guess, with a debt ceiling and well, the whole budget process has to be approved. That's where it's going to happen.
The whole strategy only works if Republicans are unified on this. And I don't believe Republicans are unified on doing this. And that's really the problem here is that unless Republicans all come together and say, we're going to use our leverage in the House, we only have a third of the government, but we're going to use that leverage to try to get some changes out of the president. But I think pretty much a lot of people have just given up in advance.
Right. So do you think that using, even though they all know this isn't going to pass, Kenny, they know they're not going to be able to do this, but does it give them leverage to get some changes? And do you folks benefit from that happening? That would be, I think that's the question. How much more? We had a lot of conversation this week about doctors, this week and last week, both, saying they're just going to quit. They've had enough. They're not going to be able to pay their help because they're not going to, the government's going to cut back so much on payments for people who are on some kind of government assistance, mostly Medicare and Medicaid. So the doctors are saying, I'm throwing in the towel. I quit. I'm gone. And then there are those doctors who say, that's what Obama wants. So. You got to kind of wonder which way this is floating.
My concern about this is that they keep voting to do something about Obamacare, and it keeps failing.
Right.
And it's been
spending its time. Right.
Yeah, they don't get anything done, and they waste all their time trying to do this, and they know this is another one that they know is going to fail.
Right.
But they're still.
They're still at it.
Time and energy and money on it.
All right. And speaking to that, here's host Rich Zeoli talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about why he's not signing on to defund the health care plan.
Are you on the Cruz and Lee team of defunding Obamacare?
Well, I'm totally in favor of defunding Obamacare. I'm an original co-sponsor of the bill that would do that, and I've made it very clear. I want to completely repeal it. I've not signed on to the letter at this point for a few reasons, and the reasons are entirely tactical. The question is, does my signing that letter and do other senators signing that letter help us get this legislation either dismantled, defunded, or repealed sooner, or does it not? And I'm not convinced that it actually does for a few reasons. One, I know for sure we don't have the votes. That's not in question. I know we don't have enough Republican senators that would be willing to say we're going to not fund the government at all if there's any money for Obamacare. Second thing is the vast majority of Obamacare gets funded outside of the discretionary spending process. So even if we completely zeroed out Obamacare in the continuing resolution, which is the bill that is the subject of the letter, a big majority of Obamacare still goes forward. All the taxes still go forward. The individual mandate still gets imposed. The exchanges still get set up. Medicare cuts still get made and restructured. I mean, all of that stuff goes on because it comes from other categories of government spending. And finally, I guess, I don't want to mislead anybody, and that's certainly not the intent of Mike Lee and the fellows who are behind this letter. I think they have an understandable approach. I'm just not convinced it's the best tactic. But my point is, what I would like to get out of the continuing resolution is the lowest possible level of spending. Absolutely has to be no higher than the Budget Control Act we agreed to in 2011. And I want to dismantle as much as possible of Obamacare. I mean, I don't think the president's going to sign a bill that repeals the whole thing. brand. I don't want to create the – I'd do it in a heartbeat if we could. But, look, this is the president's signature achievement. He's not going to sign that. But maybe we can peel off pieces. Maybe we could put an end to the medical device tax, which would be huge for Pennsylvania and for our economy. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can delay the implementation of the individual mandate as a one-off piece. Maybe we can find some other discrete areas where we can prevent them from going into effect. So those are the kinds of things that I think are realistic I'd like to accomplish if we can. That's my thought on this.
Wow. I've not heard, Kenny, much from him before. Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, very thoughtful. Not necessarily provocative, but he really had, you know, you hear least, we were listening to Rand Paul, I like listening to, the congressman from Kentucky we were listening to a few minutes ago, didn't have much to say, he was just blah, blah. But when you listen to guys like, I think Paul has a lot to say, frankly, it's cogent, and this guy Toomey had a lot to say that was very thoughtful. Okay, here's how we can do it. This is what makes sense. I've thought it through. I know what the president probably will do and won't do, and that's why that makes a whole lot of sense and speaks to your argument that these people are just floundering around, wasting a lot of time doing something that they know won't do any good. And basically, I think it's because they're not smart enough. I think we have a real hole in intellect when it comes to many members of Congress. They're just not that bright. And go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, listening to that, I got the feeling that Senator Toomey also has read these bills.
Yeah.
And you don't get that feeling from these, a lot of these others in Congress.
No, not at all. All right, so good for him. You have thoughts on this? 888, if you're in Pennsylvania, what do you think about Toomey? You're one of your senators. 888-302-3684. Some calls on this week's number one issue, the continuing discussion about what to do regarding Obamacare and what it's doing to employment, what it's doing to the economy. So those calls, your calls, coming up in a moment, we'll have sort of a montage, if you will, of talk radio caller reaction to this debate here on Good Day.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Hurry, our hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store. Like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Thomas, Hilton, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Running. Teachers are in the final sprint to prep their classrooms for back to school.
Let's get it started.
Let Office Max get you started and saving with all of our roll lamination at 50% off. Laminate name tags, flashcards, charts, whatever you need to last the year at our best price of the year.
Let's get it started.
Stock your classroom at Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 10th. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, That payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua love big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua love pterodactyl wings.
It's a giant, all right. And you can also get an extra 50% off all appliances over $4.99 when you use your Sears card.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/28/23.
Okay, so let's get back to your thoughts about this. A compilation, we sort of Kenny's put together a montage of a lot of talk radio callers. What happens here is that we invite your calls at 888-302-3684 and some of the issues that we're discussing. Sometimes we use your call live, sometimes we play it back later. We listen to some of the callers from some of the other shows and put them together, bippity-boppity-boo, like we have here. The ongoing debate over Obamacare is what's in focus here on Good Day.
I've always been a healthy person. I never went to a doctor unless it's an emergency. And then I got up here and I got involved in this health care stuff. I found out that I figured it just logical. Doctors, you know, they're in business to make money, and these drug companies out there, they got a drug for everything. So I quit seeing doctors. I quit taking any kind of drug, legal or illegal. I don't even take aspirin. I just open a window and get some fresh air. You know, it works just as fast. You know, and it keeps my metabolism straight. I believe our bodies are made to fix their cells. And these doctors scare you up. Oh, you might have this. Oh, that might happen. And got run some tests, and they start like a bunch of vampires jumping on you with their needles, sucking out blood, and run these tests. Well, they ran tests on me, and they found out, they said I had hepatitis B. And my brother died from hepatitis C, and I was down there around him. I was a little scared, so I started going. They sent me three other doctors. And, you know, come to find out, I ain't got nothing.
My mother-in-law is, the donut hole is going to shrink as far as her prescription drugs are concerned. My daughter will be able to find a job with insurance with a previous health care concern. And my granddaughters, one of them was able to stay on her parents' health care insurance until she found a job after graduating from college. And then I have another granddaughter who is on her parents' health care insurance. It's affected three generations of our family.
I'm not exactly sure how this Obamacare is going to affect me. I'm 62 years old right now, and since President Obama's been in office, I have lost my job and been out of work for 2.5 years now. So I'm hoping that in 3 years when Medicare kicks in that I'll be covered by that. But if not, then I'll be in real trouble.
I am a volunteer. I drive people to doctor's appointments and such. And in the last few months, I have two ladies that I took to appointments. They were over 65, so apparently there's a complete physical that's available when you're 65. And the one lady found out that she had diabetes and another woman had high blood pressure. So I think this is wonderful.
Right. I'm not sure that we had the smartest people in the world, Kenny, there, but that represents a good cross-section of America, so why not, in a sense? A couple of more things that are going on in the world conversation. I mean, the world is full. We could go on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with these conversations. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
To 53 after Ken Kessler along with Doug Steffen. Hi, Kenny, bring us up to date on what we have, what's been transpiring in your little cubicle there as you monitor facebook.com/good day and Twitter at Good Day Show or any other. Yeah, that's really where the essence is. It's hard to get comments that mean anything off of, although Instagram, is that becoming anything that people are following, or is it just still mainly the two, Facebook and Twitter?
Facebook and Twitter are the big two. A lot of people use Instagram, but it's really photo sharing and liking each other's photos. There's not nearly the kind of conversation there are on the other two.
All right, so that's what we're going to focus on, conversation, because that's really what we're all about here, conversing about the issues of the day, the important things, the news, nuggety items that people say. Do you hear that? So speaking of hearing that, I don't know if we call this the latest, but the week wraps up with Anthony Weiner being a very important discussion item right around the top of the list as it was last week, believe it or not. Here are hosts John Howell and Amy Jacobson talking to Curtis Sliwa, who is a morning host on a radio station in New York and kind of a character. Remember him from the Guardian Angels. So this ought to be pretty interesting as to how he views the Weiner thing.
All week long, I've been arguing with Amy about Anthony Weiner. I said New Yorkers are far too astute, far too savvy, even though you've leaned towards carpetbaggers in the past, to continue to support this Anthony Weiner creep. Your thoughts?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, Anthony, the wiener can continue to lie to us over and over. You see, he's the new Jack Flasher, sort of without ever having had sex directly with any of the women that he's engaged. So a lot of the old-time altacockers are saying, wait a second, look at the Kennedys, look at Bill Clinton. That was real sex with real women in which we were lied to over and over and over. This is nothing in comparison. So we've been spun before in New York City, and we'll be spun again. So we're going to see how this plays out. But he ain't leaving this race. He's in it to lose, but to come back in a different way.
Well, what do you think he'll come back?
Well, I think after proving that he could stand up to the torrent of criticism, that like all politicians, until death do they part, they're always looking for the next office to run for. I think this time, though, he may scale down his neurotic ways of thinking that he's entitled to be mayor, and probably look at some other citywide office, some other launching pad once again to get back and to try to legitimize his role as a lifetime politician.
Curtis, do you think his wife, Uma, is going to stay with him?
Oh, Uma is there, body, mind, and soul. If you may have noticed, she recently had a sit-down with Hillary, her mentor, and Hillary was in it for the whole nine yards. Uma's not going anywhere. She's been enabling him, encouraging him to stay in office, although he chose to leave after that six-week roller coaster ride the first time, and to run for the mayoralty. She said nothing publicly or through third parties to suggest that she hasn't enabled him, and so she's on for the ride.
All right. Let's see if we can wrap up this hour's conversation with a wrap-up of the fast food strikes that were taking place in seven or eight communities around the country. Fast food workers want more money. Here are our hosts Mike Valenti and Terry Foster with their take on this.
I'll tell you what makes me angry and what should make you angry. Have you caught this article about these demonstrations and walkouts? I hesitate to use the word protests. At the local fast food restaurants?
That is a protest, brother.
Okay. These goofballs are staging a series of Detroit walkouts, rallying for a, get this, $15 minimum wage. Workers organized by a group, D15, a coalition of faith-based labor organizations, walked off the job and rallied outside of McDonald's and Taco Bell in Detroit, Warren, Lincoln Park, Flint, Southfield.
It's Taco Bell, too?
Yeah. Oh, McDonald's workers say they start at $7.40 an hour and see minuscule raises over long periods of time. McDonald's, after the last series of demonstrations, responded by saying its restaurant offer opportunities for crew members to earn more money moving up in management. I'm going to tell you something. This is the biggest issue with society right now. You don't want to be working at McDonald's. You want to be working at Taco Bell. You don't be working earning $7.40, $8.20, $9.10. Go to school. Better yourself. Either that or work harder. Or better yet, both. I am so sick and damn tired of this. Oh, we make $7.40, we demand $15. To do what? Flip a burger? $15? I'll tell you one thing, your value meal is going to go up a hell of a lot.
No, it better not.
Look, I'm making a point to you. This type of crap is exactly where this country is in 2013. Everybody's got this sense of entitlement. I deserve more. I should get more. Give me more. How about you get off your ass and go get it?
I think I agree with that sentiment exactly. So that's it. Hello and goodbye. The end of the hour is
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.